Christmas Day.
Can you give me this one? I'll turn this one off. Turn this one off. Sorry, a little technological hitch. Yeah, now should be fine. Right. Well, I don't know that if you have read or heard something, what I have read as well and heard many times over this Christmas period. And that has been that we Christians, we should not celebrate Christmas. Well, I can see something. Well, the reasons given are few. One reason is that, well, it's too commercialized and we Christians must not join in it. The second is, but anyway, we do it. And I'm pretty sure that who made these sort of comments, probably they got fed up that they have to buy so many presents. The other is that, well, it, in its origin, it was anyway a pagan festival. What on earth we Christians are doing? And the third argument, what I have heard, is that, well, Jesus was not really born on 25th of December. Why do we celebrate? Well, I'm sure that all of those points, they have some wonderful historical and all sort of good reasons behind. But as for me, I am fully for celebrating Christmas. What about you?
Yes!
Yay! Because you know that I was talking in my household, I said that, look, over the year, just one small church, how many people will gather here and we will hear from each other the story of the birth of Jesus. Isn't it a wonderful opportunity for the church? And what I thought that each that, you know, that letter in Christmas, it is only Christ there, sorry, I said to you, it is on one page. No, it is on two pages. Not your fault, Brenda, it's me. That it is on two pages. That in Christmas, every letter, if you go through, there are so many things around that which reminds of us of Christ. And instead of getting resentful that, why should we join with the rest of the world? Why not that we Christians should be pointing out people to those symbols and signs which refer to Christ? Right. See, can somebody give me something, word for see, some symbol of Christmas? Anything you see around some eye? Grace. Grace is, okay, sorry. Huh?
Love.
No, starting with C.
Cross.
Cross, right. Somebody.
Church.
Church, right. Something else. I'm looking for another word. Yeah? It's something on that side. I wonder if somebody got the idea.
Charity.
Right, Carol. And crib, somebody did say who?
Crib?
Christ. Crib. Right.
But we got Christ in crib.
So, crib. Christ. My goodness me, look. Now, two things I want to pick up all there. Super, wonderful. Right.
Carol.
Oh, my goodness me, so many in one word. I think that the rest of the service will go only on C. We will come next Christmas and we will talk about H. Well, just few pick up from here. Cross. You know that in this country, how many cars, billions of cars we send, so many of those cars, do have a look when you go back, somewhere in the Christmas story you will see the sign of cross. an opportunity for you to tell people why did Christ come. Crib. Even stores, they do have cribs. I have seen people that who do not have anything to do with faith, but yet they have cribs in their house. Why not to tell them the story of the crib? Do we know that the background of the crib? That the modern crib, what we put in churches and film. Well, the story is that actually it is related to the famous person, if you would remember, that Francis of Assisi. That it is him that who wanted to show to a simple, agricultural people the meaning of Christmas. And he found a cave near a village where he brought donkey and a ox. And he put that little crib there to show that in what sort of discomfort Jesus was born. And what message we may give to people from even the crib. Wonderful message. Mighty became poor for you. Then what was else? Carols. Carols. I mean that we do sing loads of carols. And carol, by the way, I guess that you do mean, know that it comes from Greek language and means dancing and playing the flute, which Arthur was doing here, dancing, because we were singing the carols. And you know that instead of getting worried about Christmas, why not to show that joy of Christ to the world? Oh, if I will tell everyone, then I will be stuck here. Let's move on to H. Okay. Yeah. Let's go on to H. Right. Heaven. Some symbols which you see around at Christmas. Heaven, of course, that wherever there is shopping mall, there is heaven for some of us. Happy, of course, happy. I'm looking for some item that what? Well done. Holly. How does it remind? Right, so somebody. What was that? It's all right. Tell us that. What we want to hear.
Hot figgy pudding. There you go.
What was that? That's brilliant. Thank you. Your turn will come in a minute for some other one. Holly. What does holly remind us? Those people who introduced it into the Christmas, what was in their mind? Actually, right, there are three things actually in holly which are talking about Jesus. One is that anybody has tried to touch the holly? It's quite prickly, isn't it? That is the crown he wore. And holly has got white flowers which represent the purity of Jesus. And I wonder, what does those red berries, they represent? Blood of Christ. Can you see? And you go to Bromley today and you will see in so many stores, decoration and so on, holly is there. Why not to remind people that what that stands for? I don't know what is about hot figgy pudding, but I'm sure there must be something to do with Christmas as well. But let's move on. Next, R. Super. Royal. On this one, people have gone quiet. Robes. Well, yeah.
Righteousness.
I-O-U-S. I-O-U-S. O-U-S. As nest.
Sorry.
Well, if it is wrong, it is her husband and incumbent to be blamed. It's not your fault, my child.
See, when I pray, preach, only I have to read what I've written, so it's fine, as long as it makes sense to you.
Right. Royal, what does it remind us? Jesus was from the royal household of David. And also, we had so many readings we had just the other day. Those 9 lessons. Oh, by the way, do we know that that actually comes from 1883? That Archbishop Edward Benson who introduced. And why not to tell people this sort of history, the heritage of this country, that it is a base, it stands on the Christian faith and tradition. Next is I.
Right? It is Patrick who brought, no wonder he is moving in here.
I almost said the word. What is my word? Mine. Right.
I've got one. Got a
go for it.
One.
Ivy. Right. What was in your mind, my child?
Incarnation.
What do we mean by incarnation? That means that the mighty became human being. Isn't it good to go and tell people that that is the story of Christmas? What I have, Becky would testify in schools here as well. Number of times I did say that one of the things that just blows my brain is that, my goodness me, that the observable world is 93 billion light years. In one light year, there are 6 trillion plus stars, and I have got a banker here who will do the counting and let me know that how many stars are there, how many miles are in 93 billion light years. In one light year, 6 trillion stars. That the one who created all that, he became embryo. That is incarnation. Why? Because God so loved each one of us, each one them out there who are not here. That is incarnation. Let's go for the S, I think that everybody will know. S. Thomas Hand is first up.
First in up.
It's S.
S. S.
S.
Bethany.
What we got?
Stars. Jackson.
Santa.
Right, well, brilliant, why not? Santa. Well, stars and Santa.
Oh. Alicia.
Saint.
Saint? Brilliant. That's 3. Can we stop here because I've got too many things to explain. Stars. What star has to do with Jesus? Grace, my child. Well, yes, and also star was seen in faraway lands. Can you believe, 8 o'clock I was sharing that in Bethlehem on that night, things seemed just normal as usual. The stars were seen in Bethlehem. The mums were putting their children to bed. Grandmas probably getting ready the things for the kitchen. That's early in the morning. They can cook the breakfast. But somewhere in far lands, his star was seen. Star, that's Jesus. Then was Santa. I think that that is the story. Probably we all know that where that one comes from. There was in 4th century a bishop named Nicholas. It is related to him. He was a very kind man, but a very shy man at the same time. Once he heard that there was this family single parent, other has died, three marriageable age daughters, and who were not able to marry those daughters because there was no, you know, that finances for the dowry. And thank God that nowadays that is not, at least in this country, but parents needed money to marry off their daughters. So he had, and the tradition goes that he was shy man, he climbed to drop gold from the chimney. Do we now know that why things get stuck in the chimney? And there was families, some clothes drying up, and there was these, you know, the fox, and that gold fell in it, where that comes, that stock. Yeah, so these are all Christian traditions. Right, let's move on now to tea. Tea. Thomas.
Turkey.
Turkey, why not? Turkey. Jackson.
Fox.
All right, not to worry. Latin.
Tinsel.
Tinsel, okay, tinsel. Right, something else.
Tree.
Oh, well done, tree. Truth. Right. Well, let's stop it here. Turkey. Well, if my information is correct, 93% of the people in this country today have either eaten or going to eat the turkey. Or turkey. How many of you are planning turkey dinner? Well, most of you.
Depends what my mum's cooking, but probably.
Where is my mum to cook for me? Turkey, that yes, and then the tree. You know that every year we have millions of trees in our country, Christmas trees. But what is actually the story of the Christmas trees? Again, somebody said to me that it is pagan. We should remove the trees. I said, no, I want to keep. Why? Because the story is that there was this English preacher who went to Germany to proclaim the good news of Lord Jesus Christ. His original name was Winfred, who later became, which you will know the name, Saint Boniface. That he was there, and one day he saw a crowd of people gathered under an oak tree to sacrifice a child for good fortunes. And he went, he spoke with them that you don't need to sacrifice anything. There is another child that who has been sacrificed, Lord Jesus Christ, and all will be well with those that who put their trust in him. So he convinced them that oak tree was cut, and underneath there was a small fir tree, and he named that tree Christ tree. That is our tradition of the Christmas tree. So why not to tell people those sort of things? Right, what next?
M.
Mince pie. That's right, mince pie. Mince pie. Hey. You got it, my kid. Well done. Mince pies. Well, let's talk about. Yes?
Music.
And something there in that window. Magi's. But let's talk about the mince pie. Do you know that actually once in this country, Act of Parliament was passed that people must not eat mince pies? Are you familiar with that? Some of you are. It was actually no one else but who? Oliver
Cromwell.
In 1650, the reason, first of all, the mince pies were that mince pies originally, they were in oval shape and three spices were added to it. Why three spices? Christmas, remember Christmas and Jesus. Why three gifts which were brought to Jesus? Three gifts and that oval shape reminding of the manger. And people did eat all the 12 days from starting from today to the next 6 days. Every day they did eat mince pie. And the law of course was brought that it is too rich, you must not eat it. So there is your mince pie. Tell them that it is also something to do with Jesus. A. It should be easy. Thank it. It's a bond.
Adoration of the Magi.
Adoration. We can do that one back to
Norway. Yeah, that's right. We can do that.
Right. Anything else? Oh, there are these, my two little ones. Angels. Right. Away in a manger. Angels, away in a manger. Wow, it's almost like a poetry. Angel, away in a manger. Right, angels. And once again, as I was saying, why not to tell people the mighty becoming poor? Can you see? In the East, by the way, the tradition is that when a child is born, there are professional singers who come to sing for a child. And parents, of course, take a great deal of joy and give some money to the professional singers. But in Christ's case, I have not read in any story that some professional human singers came to sing. But who came to sing his praises? From heavenly realms, the angels came to sing his praises. Last but not least, the most important, S. Santa, we have already spoken.
We've had S, we need new S's.
New.
Or grace.
Grace, my child.
Son.
Son, yes.
O-N.
Son. Thomas.
Socks, give to dad.
Socks, good one.
Socks, oh, that I already told, that where that gold piece was dropped.
Stocking.
Stockings, right. In my mind is something else. I'm looking for that. It begins with S.
Sin.
Sin. Right, yes, that's brilliant. Sin. And for sin, we need something else that was Dominic.
Shepherd.
Yes, shepherd. What else?
Savior,
that's the one I was looking for. All are wonderful because with sin I needed this word, Savior. I got it. Here again, Son of God came to die for the sins of the world and to be the Savior of all mankind. And that is, folks, all the Christmas story. And may God give us the grace as Christians that we may have the courage that we go and share the true Christmas story with people. The Lord bless you. Big hand for Becky.